But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar remains. Night of fire, knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's UN ambassador says today he has conveyed to Washington it will respond firmly to the United States if it becomes directly involved in Israel's military campaign. Trump advisors appear split on that. ABC's Perry Russum.
U.S. and Israeli intelligence appear to differ on their assessment of Iran's capabilities. Israel claims Tehran is closer to a nuclear weapon, while U.S. assessments say Iran is several months to 1 year away from a deliverable bomb.
A nighttime attack by Russia on Ukraine has killed 15, most in Kyiv, which saw its deadliest attack yet. Gazans lining up for flour encountered bullets by Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 51 killed, Israel acknowledging several casualties and saying it will investigate. The Fed wraps up its meeting on interest rates today, expected to keep them where they are. The Stanley Cup trophy will stay where it is in Florida. Panthers win in six. Sam Bennett is the MVP. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of the state's attorney general on a challenge to a portion of a lame duck law. The majority opinion states the legislature generally cannot give itself the power to control litigation that state law empowers the Wisconsin Department of Justice to undertake. A Wisconsin dairy farmer sues the Trump administration, claiming discrimination against white farmers. The plaintiff in the suit, a male white farmer, claims he pays annual administrative fees that minority or female farmers don't and receives loan guarantees and grants at lower rates than minority or female farmers. And a kayaking trail in north central Wisconsin is getting federal recognition. About 20 miles of the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway were recently designated as a national recreation trail by the Department of the Interior. The waterway stretches more than 100 miles between Oneida and Portage counties.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, a few showers and storms developing in the overnight. Light winds and lower 60s for lows. On Wednesday, showers and storms around. Some of the rain will be locally heavy. Highs topping out in the lower 70s and a light northeast wind. Fast internet with more streaming options. Call Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. It's 66 at our studios.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. Dave Grant joining us after 6 a.m. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. We are halfway through this week almost. Yeah, we can end the weekend. It's going to be a little toasty, but you know, we'll get through today first. Here is Don Henley, Boys of Summer on Max FM.
Driving back. Reedsburg's maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, and 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:14 on Wednesday, June 18th. We hope everyone's having a great morning so far. Let's take a look at our updated weather forecast. Today, it will be cloudy, shower, and thunderstorm chances with a high of 74. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are possible, gradually clearing with a low of 62. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 83. Friday, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, turning partly sunny with a high of 86. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny and hot with a high of 94 degrees. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high of 93. Those warm temperatures continue into Monday as well. Currently cloudy and 67 degrees outside of the Max FM studios this morning. We thank you all for being here this morning. I appreciate each and every one of you. I do want to take a moment and just say thank you to everyone for the well wishes that have been coming in. Greatly appreciate it. It's something that does truly mean a lot to me, and I appreciate it. We will give you a little bit of an update around 7:10 this morning with everything that is going on. The unfortunate part is I don't have good news with it. So that is the short version of it. I will, Emily and I'll talk about that at 7:10 this morning. So we had hoped that we'd be celebrating some good news with everything this morning related to that. And that is definitely not the case this morning and still waiting on an answer. So we'll provide an update 7:10 this morning. But again, thank you for all the well wishes after my recent injury. It is very hard for me to sit still as well. So that's why I'm here this morning. Even after everything yesterday, I'm like, I gotta get back to work. I can't sit still. So I appreciate each and every one of you today. Some good things going on today. We have the farmers market there back in downtown Baraboo starting at 8 a.m. on the Courthouse Square. They'll be going until 12:30 p.m. right in front of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios on Oak Street. I know I saw that there will be some vegetables there, plants, and then also some syrup. Those are the things I saw on the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They'll tell you who's going to be there, what they're bringing along. And I definitely saw radishes and carrots specifically. So they're going to be out there, rain or shine. Right now, we have just a little cell that's in Richland County right now. And that's the only rain that I'm even seeing on the radar. So I'm hoping they'll have a dry morning for the farmers market. And they're here no matter what. They are troopers. So stop by, say hi to them, get those fruits and vegetables. Oh, and there'll be some baked goods there as well, and cookies. Let's just say cookies. Cookies. So, you know, you can balance it. Have some carrots, have some cookies, and it's all good. So, yeah, stop on out to give them a like on their Facebook page. And if you can't get there today, don't worry. They will be back on Saturday, and we know it'll be dry on Saturday. But we also know it's going to be very hot on Saturday as well. So if you like the hot weather, this weekend is for you. Also, over at MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, save big. It is our big deal of the day. Half off a $25 certificate towards any class at Brushes and Bubbly. That certificate today only is $12.50. No code required. Brushes and Bubbly offers public and private event classes and parties featuring canvas, paint, wood, burning mosaics, and more. For more information about Brushes and Bubbly and our big deal of the day, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, and save big. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and Bon Jovi on Max FM.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
99.7 Max FM.
Shot.
Yeah.
your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning, 6:28. Hope you all are having a great day so far. As we're looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, it is cloudy out there. We will take a look at our weather forecast. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 74. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue, gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low of 62. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 83. Friday, we have an afternoon chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 86. Saturday, it's going to be sunny and hot, 94 degrees. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high of 93. Currently, 67 degrees outside of the Max FM studios. The winds are calm. It is a little bit cloudy out there this morning as well. A little bit of activity going on in downtown Baraboo this morning. It looks like they're working on the sidewalk project over by the granary this morning on Broadway and 3rd. So if you're out and about this morning, please be careful on Broadway as they are doing some work out there this morning. Give those workers plenty of room to do all of their work and just slow down just a little bit while they're out and about there. We want everyone to be safe this morning as well. And otherwise, yeah. Looks like they'll be getting ready set for the farmer's market. That'll start at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm going to try to pop on down there with my one good arm and see what I can find. And, you know, again, there's going to be bakery items, fruits, vegetables. I saw radishes and carrots on the Baraboo Farmer's Market Facebook page. Great combination. So looking forward to that. And plus, you know, when I get done with the morning show, I'm going to need a snack. And what a perfect opportunity to head down there and get a snack. Last night, the Florida Panthers won their second consecutive Stanley Cup. The Florida Panthers dominated Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. And they beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-1. Here is the final call from that game last night.
The fans rise here in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back. For the Cats.
The Panthers begin to celebrate. Panther perfection. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
So, yes, the Florida Panthers won their second consecutive Stanley Cup. Congratulations to them. In Game 6, they dominated that game over the Edmonton Oilers 5-1. So, yes, that is what happened last night. Unfortunately, I did not get to watch that game. I got distracted by some of my coworkers later on into the evening last night. Always a good distraction, much-needed distraction. Again, we'll provide an update on myself at 7:10 this morning. I know people have been asking. I wish I had better news for you at 7:10, but we'll give you an update. We want to let you know what's going on. We have had so many people asking, and so we, again, I appreciate each and every one of you. The well wishes, I just thank you. It means a lot. You know, I don't do good with sitting still. I don't know why that is. Someone has told me that more than once. You need to sit still a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I have a hard time doing that as well. So, again, there's a little bit of activity going on at 3rd and Broadway this morning. They are working on that sidewalk project. So, if you are driving in that area, please be careful. Allow a little extra time for the workers in that area. We want everyone to be safe this morning. I am looking at our radar as well. We were talking about the weather just a few moments ago. It looks like that one little cell that's just outside of Sauk County is starting to break up a little bit. So it looks like maybe we'll try to have a dry morning for the farmer's market. Or if we do have a shower, it'll be very brief. Coming up, we'll look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The 13th annual Strides Against Diabetes 5K Fun Run and Walk from the Baraboo Lions Club is going to be held on Thursday, June 19th. Race will start from Tumble Rock Brewery and Kitchen. Race begins at 6 p.m. Join them in their mission to raise awareness and educate individuals of all ages about diabetes. Your support will not only continue to foster understanding, but also help fund the Baraboo Lions Club Foundation's vital community projects focusing on eye health and diabetes education. The run is $25 for adults, $20 for youth, 12 to 17, and then children 11 years and younger will be $15. To find a sign-up link and get all the details, visit baraboolions.org. It's time for the 5th annual Summer Solstice Festival in Prairie du Sac. Celebrate the longest day of the year with great food trucks, live music, beer gardens, sport tournaments, kids games, and so much more. The event is going to be held all at the Culver Community Park. Festivities will begin with kids' activities at 11 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. Food trucks will run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and the beer gardens will be open until 9 p.m. Sean Shell will be performing from 11 a.m. until 2. The Gem City Sideshow will be from 2 until 5. And Old Soul Society will perform from 5:30 until 9. To get signed up and find out more details on events like the pickleball tournament, you can check out Summer Solstice Festival on Facebook to find the link. Again, this all goes down Saturday, June 21st, from 11 a.m. into the evening. And it's time once again for Reedsburg Butterfest. It all gets started on Wednesday, runs through Sunday. You can get the complete lineup of all the events and details by checking out ButterfestReedsburg.org. The 2025 Butterfest Parade will be held on Saturday, June 21st, stepping off at 10:30. Don't miss the Butter Run, Butter Jam, the Little Miss Butterfest annual tradition, live pro wrestling, and so much more. Again, check out the schedule at ButterfestReedsburg.org.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply, visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm
up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel something creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room, and nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. Here is Charlie Puth on Max FM.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first then the line will never be crossed, established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way, yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:48 on Wednesday morning. Charlie Puth, see you again. That was in Furious 7, I believe. So that was something that was one of those songs you remember. And then also seeing Vin Diesel singing at one point was quite a thing as well. So in Vin Diesel singing, well, wasn't a strong point, but he definitely did a great job with it. So yes, I think that I've watched 9 of the Fast and Furious movies. We have number 10 sitting at home. And as I'm sitting here thinking about that, we haven't watched that yet. So that is probably going to be on the watch list this weekend, I'm thinking, because, you know, I've got to take it a little bit easy. So maybe that'll be on my watch list this weekend, because been meaning to watch that for a while. Maybe now it's time to sit down and watch some of those things we haven't. So there's something good I should be watching over the weekend. Let me know. Text me, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap that text option. Let me know some ideas, some good things to maybe watch this weekend, either via Netflix or via Prime. Those would be my two streaming choices this weekend. So let me know. Something good to watch, maybe, and then we'll talk about it on Monday. Now, this is something that would freak me out. I'm just going to go with that right now. There's some things I don't like. Snakes are definitely one of them. And thank you to our engineering crew for sending pictures of snakes at a tower site. Thankfully, it was not the tower site here. But yeah, not a huge fan of them. Most of our team is not either. So there's a little bit of irony in that one as well. But there was an alligator lurking around the doorways of a motel in Virginia. Here's an officer radioing in on it, along with a woman staying in one of the hotel rooms who insists on seeing the reptile.
That is an alligator.
Sorry.
Yeah, there is actually an alligator outside of the hotel.
How big is it?
If I laid down next to it, probably about 6 feet.
I would bring your dog inside. There's an alligator over here.
I love the dispatcher. How big is it? Well, if I lay it down alongside of it, it's probably about 6 feet. I'm like, oh my goodness. Well done to that officer on scene. Yeah, there's an alligator out here. And then the dispatcher, well, how big is it? I'm like, there's an alligator out there. I don't care how big it is. I want to get away from it. So, oh my goodness. There was another woman in Florida who continually pets an alligator's head like it's a dog. That's a whole nother thing. Things not to pet. An alligator would be one of those. I can definitely say not on my list of things to do. I have pet a skunk before, and that was an interesting experience. I'd never been up close and personal to a skunk. That was very interesting, to say the least. I do have pictures of it. Legitimately pet the skunk. Its glands had been removed so it couldn't spray anyone. And the skunk was very cool. It was obviously a rescue, and so it was being treated and taken care of. And so, yes, I have a picture of myself with a skunk. That was something I never thought I would do, but I'm not petting an alligator. Don't want to be near an alligator at all. So, as a reminder, if you got some great ideas of things to watch this weekend, text me, let me know, 608-355-9970, or text via the free Civic Media app, since I'm going to be stuck inside. It's going to be a little bit warm this weekend. We will have a full look at our weather forecast a little after 7 a.m. We'll take a look at our national news, our regional news, and weather a little after 7 a.m. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day, creative classes at Brushes and Bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso. Experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics and more at a new artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Share a painting class on a fun outing with friends only at Brushes and Bubbly. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
99.7 Max FM.
Who can it be knocking at my door? Go away. Don't come down here no more. Can't you see that it's late at night?
to stay. I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friends. That I can see, it's just my fantasy.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.